Welcome back. The Absa Purchasing Managers Index ticked up marginally in June, but at 46.2 index points, it falls short of the average level recorded in the first quarter, with the PMI indicators signaling a deterioration in operating conditions, with manufacturing, employment and purchasing activity declining. Given these dynamics, what is the likelihood of a turnaround in this sector? We're joined by Mialani Maluleko, who's an economist at Absa, to give us his analysis. Mialani, thank you so much for your time. What do we take away from these points? I mean, we rose 46.2 index points. What does this tell us?
Yeah, that's right. So I think the improvement is marginal. I think that's one thing to emphasize here. But I think for me, when you look at more broadly, one thing that you realize is that the manufacturing PMI has been in contractionary territory for six consecutive months. Mm-hmm. We kind of understood that a little bit in the first quarter, particularly in February and March, because we had power cuts, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But into the second quarter, we haven't had that. Touch wood. Mm. So it tells you that I think beyond the supply side shocks that we had as a result of electricity shortages, there is still an underlying weakness that you have in the manufacturing sector. And I think one of the big things that's coming out is domestic demand conditions that are just really not coming through in a big way to support manufacturing right now.
And the performance of the subcomponents of the PMI?
So I think that's where you see where the weakness really is. And for me, the one thing that I like to look at is the new sales orders index, because if you're not seeing improving demand conditions, it's unlikely that you're going to see a production, employment, etc. respond. Mm-hmm. And that particular sub-index, it improved a little bit, but it was still well below that 50-point neutrality mark, which tells you that demand is still contracting. The one thing that manufacturers are citing is domestic demand is just not really there. Mm. But the one thing that's also starting to worry me a little bit right now is that when you look at the global manufacturing cycle, it's also starting to slow a little bit, and I think over time it's quite likely that we're going to see the adverse effects of that spill over into domestic manufacturing. So, against the backdrop of weak demand conditions, you're seeing it in production. It's very weak. You look at the business activity sub-index below 50. You look at the employment sub-index, it's just at 41, which tells you that pressure on jobs in the sector is still very, very weak right now.
Mm. You had one of the five subcomponents rather come in above 50 points. What contributed to that?
Yeah, so there tends to be some degree of volatility in that particular one.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pay a lot of attention to the fact that we've seen that. For me, the key thing is when you look at real activity, mm-hmm. and that is demand,
yeah.
production, you look at inventory levels, you look at jobs. For me, those are the key sub-indices in the PMI, and the fact that all of those are still below 50, I think it's a factor that should worry us. In Q1, this was one of the sectors that actually weighed on GDP. You remember, the sector is actually about 12-13% of GDP. It fell quite sharply in Q1. And, when you look at what the PMI data are telling us about the second quarter, you get a sense that even if we were to see a rebound, it doesn't look like it's going to be a very strong rebound indeed.
What concerns you at this point when you look at the manufacturing sector?
So for me, the key thing is it's not growing. It's a sector that you listen to leaders in government talk about, saying this is the sector that should be growing. It's a sector that should be supported. It's a sector that should be creating jobs. Mm-hmm. But at this stage, it's a sector that's not growing. It's a sector that's losing a lot of jobs. And it tells you that there's some very deep structural competitiveness issues, I think, that need to be looked at in order to make our manufacturing sector a bit more competitive.
Mm. Mm. Is that a function of what government can do from a policy perspective, or is it an economy thing where when the economy grows, people have more confidence
in the
business environment, and then we are more inclined to invest a little bit more in our factories?
It's a really good point, and I think it's always a combination of both of those factors. And I think there's very little doubt that part of the weakness that you have right now just has to do with where the South African economic cycle is. We just haven't seen growth for quite a number of years right now, and that's obviously weighed on demand conditions, particularly from the consumer. You look at the state of the consumer, you look at consumer confidence indices, it's weakness across the board, across all income groups. It's fairly weak. So against that sort of environment, it becomes really difficult for manufacturers. But there's also the policy element of this. And I think for me, where you also see that, you look at South Africa, you look at our exchange rate, 2011, 2015, we saw this long period of sustained exchange rate depreciation. And under normal circumstances, you would expect that the manufacturing sector should benefit from that in terms of improved exports. But we didn't see that here.
Yeah.
So it tells you that, beyond the fact that the demand cycle, demand conditions are fairly subdued, There are other factors that are contributing, I think, to lack of competitiveness in the sector, and that's a policy question.
Okay. What would you need to see then going forward throughout the year, perhaps into early next year, for you to believe that the manufacturing sector is turning a corner, there might be a light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, so I think things like the PMIs are really good indicators, and these things tend to come way before we actually see the hard production numbers. So I think, as usual, let's pay attention to the PMIs. If we start to see a meaningful improvement above 50 that is sustained, I think we can start to get some degree of confidence that we're seeing a rebound in the manufacturing sector. But I think in the sort of domestic and global environment that we find ourselves in, it's hard to be very confident that even if we do see an improvement, it's going to be a very big improvement.
And I'm assuming then, given the underlying conditions, if that persists, any sign of recovery might not be imminent anytime soon.
I worry that we may be in that scenario where we really just muddle through for quite a while.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Mielani. That is Mielani Maluleka, who is an economist at APSA.